You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This person, it's she. She says, no name, please. Want to call her Taylor?
That's fun.
Okay.
Taylor.
No name, please. We'll call her Taylor. Hello, boys. 3 Z's and 3 exclamation points?
Whoa.
Our neighbors had a yellow lab named Toby, and everyone loved that dog. He was so friendly. It was always fun to see him out running around. Well, Toby got ill and had to be put down.
Poor little Toby.
Sad. That's so sad.
We were all sad to hear the news, and I know our neighbors are very broken up. I would be too. But yesterday we got an email they sent to the whole neighborhood saying they were having a memorial service for Toby on Saturday, and would we please come? Taylor says, I feel like I'm in a horrible position because I definitely don't want to go to a dog funeral. I don't even like going to human funerals. But if I don't go, am I a creep and will the whole neighborhood hate me? I'd already talked with a couple of neighbors yesterday about how I didn't have anything going on this weekend. I was looking forward to having nothing to do. So now, if I don't go to the dog funeral, everyone will know I'm just sitting in my house. I hate this. And then she says, I mean, who has dog funerals and invites people? I'd love your feedback on this. No name, please. We're going to call her Taylor.
Oh, my God. You should go, and if you don't, you're a horrible person.
I mean,
all I want to say. You can't say no to this, can you?
Yeah,
I think
you can.
I think you need to go.
I'd say like don't go.
20 minutes out of your day.
No, but
pay
I
your
mean,
respects. Put a little dog biscuit there next to Toby.
I
say a little prayer.
It's so difficult. People always say I hate like dogs. I don't hate dogs, but I
really
gotta say
hate
this.
Dogs, though.
I'm saying this through grinding my teeth here. It's like this. In my opinion, a dog funeral like that is a very personal thing that the family should do because that is a family member and you're sad. And I don't even want to imagine a future day when I lose Niles the weirdo. It will crush me.
Right.
So I get the pain involved. But I would never go to all of my neighbors and say, you should come and pay respects to the family member that we have lost.
But it sounds like Toby made the rounds quite a bit in the neighborhood, and everyone knows, you know, a big goofy yellow lab running at you, and you're petting him. And
yes,
I mean, it's a little different than your cat that truly is inside with you all the time
that
nobody else knows.
That's a valid point, sir.
And Toby's running around, wagging his tail, and
don't you think it's
slobbering.
Asking a little much to insist that your neighbors all come to this?
Nothing surprises me anymore. I mean,
right. Well, it's already at the point where people.
But why does this feel just so awkward to me? This just feels awkward for some reason, and I can't put my finger on it. I can't put my paw on it as to why it feels so awkward to do this.
I'm going to say no, don't go. Jeremy's saying go. I'm gonna
absolutely
say,
go, though.
If you don't want to, I mean, just say no. I love Toby. I'm sorry for your pain, but I'm not going to go to a dog funeral.
Debbie's texting in, go to the memorial service for the dog and make some dog bone-shaped cookies to share.
Yeah, well, now you're turning it into...
That makes it worse.
That makes it worse. That's kind of like... I must
don't
respectfully
do that.
Say I wouldn't do that.
Don't
either.
Do that.
You know, all you got to do is when you see the neighbors at the mailbox, just say, look, I am so sorry for your loss. I'm sorry this happened. But I don't think you need to take time out of your weekend.
Probably
to go
not.
And sit down at
you
a dog
probably
funeral.
Could immediately
I mean,
make something up and not show. Or just show for just like 10 minutes and then bounce. I mean, it's
how do you
not,
do that? It's a service.
It's not a. It's
you,
not for a human, would, though.
Can you see somebody going to a human memorial service and getting up halfway through and saying, I'm out?
No, but
you
there's more to a human service than a dog, I would
how
imagine.
How do you know?
This might go, there might be a dove release or something. I don't know.
They're doing a memorial service for the dog. I mean, it's a funeral. I've never
think you
seen anyone
go.
Walk out of a funeral halfway, but I mean...
You gotta go. You gotta go.
You don't have to go.
You sure do.
Taylor, be your own person.
Extremely disrespectful if you don't go and pay your respects.
Where do we draw the line on this?
Extremely disrespectful. I can't believe she's
my dog's
even second guessing
neutered.
This.
I expect everyone to bring it flowers and presents and stuff. I mean,
I expected that when I got neutered.
I don't like, personally, I don't, I am so anti-funeral that yeah. I will not have one. When I'm gone, there will be no funeral.
Right. You'll just, it's dust, dust in the wind, right?
I'm projecting onto everyone. I feel like everyone feels the way I do, but nobody wants to say it. And I know funerals are for the living. I get that. And it's a celebration of life. I also get that too. But I don't know. I always told people that what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a certain amount of money, like $5,000, for a party 3 months later. But a party, not a funeral or memorial service.
Sure.
Not let 90 days go by, and then people can come over and have pizza, beer, play music, have a good time, and it's on me. That's my
I like that a lot.
Service.
I like it. I'm not, not sure why people are texting
Toby
us.
Toby couldn't leave any money.
No. Why are you guys texting us pictures of your own animals? I don't get that. I don't know. Deanna, she just put it on Denver's number one morning radio show. She has to go now.
No, but she changed her name.
Yeah.
Oh, but she didn't change the dog's name.
Ruh-roh! Fatal flaw.
Yeah, but they won't know which neighbor it is.
Yeah. So it'll be the one that doesn't show up. The only one.
Here's our, somebody's saying, Rachel's saying, Hallmark makes a great section of cards. Don't go.
They do?
Yeah, they have a selection of cards for dog funerals. Yes, they do. So, yeah, send a card. What's going on? What is happening? Hello, Stacy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so how are you going to vote on this, Stacy?
I'm going to be honest. I missed it the first time, so the recap was really helpful. I'm going to say absolutely not.
Don't go.
Don't go.
You hate dogs too, huh?
No. Pets are for your immediate family, not for the neighborhood.
You, I don't know if you heard in the original email, though.
Dom, though.
This dog, Toby.
My
was...
dad has forbidden funerals.
Your dad has what?
Forbidden funerals. He wants a party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're not allowed to wear the color black. Has to be lots of music and dancing and food.
Yes and yes and yes. Is he leaving money like I am?
He prepaid to have his body put somewhere else.
No, I'm talking about for the party.
Deal with it.
Put somewhere else.
Like I've set, I've set aside money for the party.
All the burden off. Yeah. He's gonna have like a planner. He took all the burden off of it.
That's good. That's smart.
Go, man.
Enjoy it.
It's a way to go. All right, we'll put your vote down for no to the dog funeral.
No, don't go.
Thank
all right,
you, Stacy.
Yeah, that's a no to the dog funeral.
We appreciate you. Thank you for being on the show. Tiffany, what do you think about this?
All right, guys, here's my deal. It's the same thing as being invited to a dog wedding. I got an invitation, and it even had a registry to PetSmart of what you were supposed to bring the animals.
No,
the
you
same,
didn't.
Same damn thing, yes, I
No, did. You didn't. Are you serious?
Wedding to weddings for animals. I say you got to stop somewhere. You got to stop the line, man.
You know what? What we like to say, Tiffany, is stop the insanity.
It's a funeral. Right. It's not a wedding for a pet, though. It's different. This Toby dog was running around the neighborhood. Everybody knew him.
Well, why is it different, though?
Because it's not a wedding. It's not a dog wedding. The dog is passed.
I know, but right. I mean, if everyone loved the dog and is expected to go to the wedding, what's the difference between that and the funeral?
Yes, send a card.
Kendall wrote in on her Facebook. She says, dog funeral, don't go, but you can donate $20 to a local rescue in memory of the dog. So you could send a card and say, I donated in your dog's honor. That's pretty sweet.
There you go.
Then you get out of having to go.
That's nice. That's a nice thing to
That's
do.
That's a nice gesture.
That's a nice thing to do.
Better than making sure you get a gift for the wedding.
Yeah.
Right. Tiffany, we like your style. Have a great day. Okay.
You funny. See
you. You too. All right.
Thanks very much. So far, it is unanimous. What do you think, Kelly?
Absolutely not.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, that's my buddy's grandma had dementia, and she was walking the neighborhood, and nobody went to her funeral.
No, okay, right, Kelly, we got to let you go.
We're not having fun with that subject, Kelly. No,
no,
that is
no, no,
show.
No,
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 no, no.
Catherine on Facebook says, I would say go.
Really? I put
dogs,
a vote down for go?
Dogs are way more important than people, and they spread so much more love than a human does. Yeah, it's unconditional love, so, you know, with dogs. I get
no,
that.
It isn't.
Eh.
Dogs yeah, are not love unconditional you. Love. How many times do we have to preach that?
I know. I know where you stand on that.
But it's true.
It's true.
You can't
they
just
go to the person that feeds them.
Dogs give unconditional
but
love.
But they do
and say
love
it's
you.
A fact. It's
they
not.
Really love you, probably more than your teenager does.
Of course
does.
They love you.
I do
but
love...
It's not, but it's conditional based on how you treat them and if you feed them. It does have conditions.
There is. Mike wrote in, this is the best one. Will there be a luncheon afterwards? If so, yes, go. Free lunch.
And all the people who are writing in wanting to know if other dogs are coming to the funeral, like...
That's,
some people
don't
are saying,
do
are they,
that.
Are they bringing other dogs? It could be a menagerie. I mean, it could be like biting and fighting.
I don't
want
to do that. But I think that's disrespectful to bring your dog to somebody's house that just had a dog die.
And Madeline wrote, dogs are people too. Thank you, Madeline. a couple of people have also written in, because we're getting flooded with text messages. We probably will not be able to reply to all of them. But just know that we are reading them and we love them. A couple of people have also asked if... Toby the dog is going to be at the service.
Oh, right. Or has he been like cremated or?
Right. I don't know. We
don't know.
We don't have that.
We don't know the deets on that.
Hold on. A couple more calls that we'll take quickly. Here's Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about this?
I say no, but I feel like I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I did not have a dog funeral, but I had a dog who was very sick, and I knew she wasn't going to survive the week, and so we contacted family, extremely close friends, and neighbors who we have spent a lot of time with, like hiking and holidays and community barbecues, and we told them, she is sick. She's not going to make it. If you want to stop by and scratch her ears and say goodbye, it's
you're
fine.
Kind of breaking my heart here, Jenny.
And people did that. People actually came by and said goodbye to her and said thanks for the opportunity. But I wouldn't have a funeral and invite people after she's gone.
Okay. That's a sweet story.
That's a very
sweet
story.
You got me a little misty-eyed over that.
That's pretty special.
Thanks a lot.
That's pretty special.
My God. What was your puppy's name?
What was my puppy?
Yeah,
what was your dog's name?
Lily.
Little Lily.
We're glad you called. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for Thank you for sharing your story. We hope you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye, Jenny.
Thank you. I like that, though, for some
reason.
That's
pretty nice, yeah.
I don't like the dog funeral, but I like to come by and say goodbye.
Although,
how hard would that be?
I know. Well, you give your hugs, you give your condolences.
Oh, man, that would tear my heart.
Bring some flowers and then bounce.
God. Rich, you get the last word on this. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going with the compromise. I'm sending my dog.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Thanks for being on the show. Let's go to traffic. I'm sending my dog in my place. Oh, that's the consensus from listeners. I haven't been able to go through all of the text messages, but the majority of calls and text messages are don't go.
Is don't go. Make plans. Just, you know.
Amy wrote in
a lot
and
of
said,
SIM
Taylor,
cards.
Amy's funny. Amy said, Taylor, make plans. LOL.
Yeah, you totally have time to make plans.
And then more people saying, will the dog be there to view? We don't know.
Don't know. That makes it even harder.
Rachel agrees with me. Sure, unconditional, but they will eat you if you die. Yes.
Yes, they will.
Yes. Tons of messages.
Yeah, all
I
right,
can't
guys.
Read all of
yeah,
these.
There's a lot coming in. Thank
some
you.
Some of them are tasteless.
Not as bad as Mike saying, "Go for the free lunch."